And Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. I'd like to welcome you to the April edition of First Friday Focus on the Environment. On the first Friday of every month, we take time to explore an environmental issue of state, regional, and or local importance. This month, Michigan League of Conservation Voters Executive Director Lisa Wozniak finds another issue right in our own backyard.
That's right. An oil and gas company wants to drill in Washtenaw County, but they need to secure leases to people's property first. That's not sitting well with many local residents who are concerned about the potential damage that could be done to the quality of their land, lakes, and rivers by wells pumping oil out of the ground. What can Washtenaw residents do to protect their backyards and our natural resources and stop the interests of outside oil companies from trumping local control? Let's find out together. My guest today is Representative Gretchen Driscoll, who is serving her first term representing Michigan's 52nd House District, which includes Saline, Dexter, Chelsea, Whitmore Lake, and Manchester. Welcome to the show, Representative Driscoll.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
More than 300 people turned out last week at a public forum about leasing local land to a Traverse City oil and gas company. You moderated the panel, I believe, and heard from a number of your constituents. Would you say most people are concerned? Are they confused? Both? What are you hearing?
I would say they're mostly concerned. There is a lot of information still that people need to learn more about, but that was the whole purpose of the meeting that the Scioto Township Board put together, was to have more information to share with the citizens in the Scioto Township area.
So, to be clear, we're not talking about fracking. This is not a fracking.
No, the oil exploration company was part of the panel, and they made it very clear that they were not doing any fracking, and that would be part of the lease document would state clearly that there would be no fracking involved.
Okay, because fracking is on a lot of people's minds in the state, and while speculation's happening all over the state on that, this is an oil prospecting company, an oil drilling project, and there are potential risks. I mean, accidents can happen, and waterways, I'm sure, are of particular concern. What kind of rules are in place right now that would ensure that the drilling in a place like Washtenaw County wouldn't damage our natural resources?
Well, there are rules in place. DEQ was there. Hal Fitch was there for the DEQ. I mean, it was a pretty extensive panel with both the exploration side, how to get information on how to do a lease if you're interested in doing a lease, and then also the League of Conservation Voters. Jack was there, Sierra Club, and the Michigan Environmental Council was there. So I think there was a big, a good panel of information. But obviously, anytime you're accessing below the ground our natural resources, there's impacts, not only below the ground, but above the ground. And I think that's really the concern, is the risk. West Bay went into what they do as far as the casing and the impact above the ground. But, there is no guarantee that there's protection there.
So. Did people seem satisfied with the answers that the oil company was providing?
Not really. I think, to be fair, West Bay has done drilling in other communities that are very populated. They provided a map. They're in Oakland County. They've been in Oakland County. And out of drillers, they seem to be one of the better practicing. I mean, they said they don't do this standard lease that it really takes advantage of the leaseholder. But at the same time, obviously, there's huge risks, and there's been challenges around the state with natural resources impacting the region. So I think, it's this whole problem that we have, and I actually have it in multiple areas in my district with, this is oil, but we have natural gas southern part of my district, and then I also have a mining issue going on in Chelsea, north of Chelsea. And this balancing of trying to access natural resources and also protect the health and safety and environment of the community and the region is this, continued struggle. And I think it's really difficult as you come further south where it's more populated.
89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment continues. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking oil and gas leases in Washtenaw County with State Representative Gretchen Driscoll. Representative Driscoll represents northern and western Washtenaw County. Now, Representative, throughout the past few weeks, West Bay Exploration of Traverse City has been asking local citizens to give up their mineral rights on their land so that this drilling could begin. What kinds of things do individual landowners, property owners, need to know when they're deciding whether or not to actually give up their rights?
Well, Scioto Township actually has put the MSU did a presentation, a PowerPoint, and they have that on the South Township website. So also, it depends. So there's this compulsory pooling thing, which is if you're surrounded, and that's there's a lot of issues. And there's also there's two websites that I think would be really helpful: the Scioto Township Board, and there. My understanding is they're planning on having another hearing because obviously this is a significant concern to the township elected officials also. And also the other website is sciomineralrights.net. So those two, we have a really active community. I'm really fortunate to represent very informed constituents who are very passionate about the environment. And so there's a lot of support there as far as getting information out. But really there's, the oil company West Bay mm-hmm. said, and the guy from MSU, that there is iterations of leases. You don't have to sign a lease. You know, you can put certain requirements on. As they said, they wouldn't do fracking. So there are different iterations if you're interested in doing that. If you're not interested in doing it, you don't have to sign a lease. So it's really getting informed. And I urge people to work as a community, get to know your neighbors, because your neighbor might be approached. So therefore, you should know all your neighbors around you and really come together around this to learn more.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU and our first Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm Lisa Wozniak, and we're talking today with State Representative Gretchen Driscoll about oil and gas leases in Washtenaw County. Let me ask you this. From your perspective as a state representative, is there any hope that new legislation could be passed to change the course and preserve local control over extraction projects, like all of what you've indicated is happening in your district?
Not at this time. I have introduced legislation around fracking because that's obviously been an ongoing issue also to allow more local control, actually around accessing mineral resources, namely gravel and sand. That is also in 2011, the majority legislature, which are Republicans, and I'm in a minority party right now, overruled a Supreme Court ruling that was allowing more local control and set us back. So I'm actually trying to work with professionals, some professional planners and attorneys that actually went to the Supreme Court level and have done legal briefs on this issue to try to come up with some legislation that would allow for more local control, because it's a big concern and it's a big problem.
So despite policy that overrides this local control, what do you encourage people to do right now to take a stand against the oil and gas drilling should they not want it to happen on their property or in their backyards?
I would continue, as I mentioned earlier, to reach out to your neighbors, to talk to your local elected officials. Even though they have limited tools, there are tools. One, I think it's Sierra Club. Rita mentioned their organization called flow.org, which talks about how to do local ordinances. There are things, very limited things. They're basically nuisance ordinances that local communities can do. But again, it's very limited. So I think the biggest thing is to really talk to your neighbors and really come together as a community in a collaborative way to try to make sure, if you don't want to have this in your township or your region, that you work together to not sign those leases and really work, you know, together as a neighborhood. That's really the best. It's very limited, and it's really frustrating for me personally. But
that is State Representative Gretchen Driscoll, who represents much of Washtenaw County. I'm Lisa Wozniak, inviting you to join me next month for the next edition of 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment.
Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, co-producer and host of 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. It's a monthly feature exclusively on 89.1 WEMU. For more information on today's program topic and for access to our archives, go to WEMU.org.